This is St. Louis Public Radio. Illinois' new school funding formula is lauded by Democrats and Republicans for providing more money to poor school districts. But one part of the law is less universally applauded. St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips takes a look at how tax credit scholarships might affect schools in the Metro East and across Illinois.
Tax credit scholarships are different from school vouchers, which are basically checks from the state that families can use to help pay for private school. Because Illinois and most other states bar public money from going to religious institutions, the scholarships are funneled through nonprofits and don't touch state coffers. The program is similar to those in 17 other states. It starts in January, but even the Department of Revenue, the agency tasked with implementing the scholarship, doesn't know exactly how it will work. The Illinois School Board Association and the Illinois Federation of Teachers oppose the tax credit scholarships. Dan Montgomery is the union's president.
Especially now in Illinois, when we still have deep fiscal problems and they're still not putting enough into not only K-12 but higher education, it made no policy sense to give a tax break to the wealthier.
Anywhere from 5,000 to 25,000 students statewide will be able to receive a scholarship. Jason Bedrick is policy director at EdChoice, a research and advocacy group. He calls it an important but modest step, even though it will reach a small number of kids.
It's probably only going to provide scholarships for, you know, about half of 1% of the total student population in Illinois.
All private schools can qualify for the program, including Catholic schools in the Belleville Diocese, like Sister Thea Bowman in East St. Louis.
Amen.
Although most of the school's 130 students aren't Catholic, they line up and pray before lunch. Principal Dan Nickerson says most of his school's funding comes from donors who will now be able to get a lower tax bill. He thinks the scholarships will help put the school on firmer financial footing.
It's difficult for us. We have been in the black for the last 2 years, but for several years before that, we were running in a deficit.
His students' average family income is between $15,000 and $20,000. That puts them below the federal poverty line and gives them first priority for the tax credit scholarships. Belleville Diocese Education Director Tom Posnansky hopes the scholarship program will benefit the students currently enrolled in all 30 Catholic schools in the diocese because enrollment has declined in recent years.
I hope it stabilizes enrollment in most of our schools, if not increase it somewhat, not a lot.
Like several other states, Illinois' tax credit scholarships have a cap on family income. But unlike other states, you don't have to have gone to public school in order to qualify. Columbia University education policy professor Luis Huerta says middle-class families are more likely to apply.
In the Illinois case, we can probably predict that it's the families that are right at that 300% of poverty level, $74,000 a year, that are most likely to take up the scholarship.
Huerta says families at the top of the income limits in other states like Florida have been the ones to take advantage. Most of those states also start with small programs like Illinois, but they usually expand as time passes, raising the cap on the amount of money that can be donated and reducing eligibility restrictions. Huerta says expansion is less likely in Illinois because it has a 5-year sunset clause. That means the program will dissolve in 2023 if lawmakers don't revisit it. I'm Camille Phillips, St. Louis Public Radio.